Chapter 4. Hindley returns from college. Mr. Hindley came home for his father's funeral and surprised us by bringing a young wife with him. He never told us where Frances was from, probably because she had no money. I'm sure that this was why Mr. Earnshaw never knew about her. He was a gentleman and had not wanted his son to marry a poor woman. Mr. Hindley had changed a lot. He spoke and dressed differently. And as soon as he returned, he told me and Joseph that we must stay in the servants' kitchen and rooms. He and his wife would live in the other part of the house. His wife was happy to find a sister in the house, and she quickly became friends with Catherine. At first, she ran around with her and gave her presents. But she did not like Catherine's love for Heathcliff, and soon she spoke about it to Mr. Hindley. Mr. Hindley became angry, and he told Heathcliff to live with the servants. He said that Heathcliff would not get any more lessons and would have to work out on the fields with the farm boys instead. At first, Heathcliff was still happy, because Catherine taught him what she learned and still played with him all the time. The two of them were always running around the moor, but Mr. Hindley was only interested in his wife. He never saw Heathcliff and Catherine together and did not realise how rough and wild they were becoming. Late one evening, about 5 weeks before Christmas, Heathcliff came home alone. I was waiting worriedly in the kitchen and ran to meet him at the door. "Where is Miss Catherine?" I cried. "Has she had an accident?" "She's at Thrushcross Grange," he replied. "And I wanted to be there too, but they did not want me to stay." "Why were you at Thrushcross Grange?" I asked, leading him into the kitchen. "Catherine and I were walking on the moor," he replied, "and we saw the lights of Thrushcross Grange. So we climbed into the gardens and looked through the sitting room window. Oh, but it's a beautiful place, Nelly. The gardens are huge, and you should see the paintings and furniture." Mr. and Mrs. Linton weren't in the room. There were two children there, Edgar Linton and his sister, Isabella. They were alone, and they were fighting over a little dog. We laughed at them. When do Catherine and I ever fight over things? But we were laughing, and I think Mr. and Mrs. Linton heard us. They came and opened the door, so we ran away. But then we heard a loud growl. They had sent a huge dog after us, and it brought Catherine down by the ankle. Then a servant called the dog off her. Mrs. Linton came forward with Edgar and stared at Catherine. "That's Miss Earnshaw," Edgar said to his mother. "But look at the blood on her ankle." "Miss Earnshaw," said Mrs. Linton, "on the moor at this time of night? Does her brother know about this? And who is this boy? Is he the one from Liverpool?" "I started shouting at all of them," Heathcliff told me. "But the servants pulled me away, while the Lintons carried Catherine into the house and shut the door. I watched through the window as they put her on the sofa and took her coat off. Then they gave her food and brushed her beautiful hair." "Mr. Hindley will not be happy about this, Heathcliff," I said. Those words were truer than I thought. The next day, Mr. Linton came to the house and spoke to Mr. Hindley about how badly he was looking after his family. It made Hindley feel stupid. He did not hit Heathcliff, but he told him not to speak to Miss Catherine again. If he did, then he must leave Wuthering Heights. Miss Catherine stayed at Thrushcross Grange for 5 weeks. By Christmas, her ankle was better, so she rode home with Mr. Linton. She had changed a lot, and she dressed and acted very differently. Hindley helped her down from her horse and brought her inside. "Catherine, you are a lady now, and you are beautiful," he said. "She is much more beautiful than Isabella Linton, isn't she, Francis?" "Yes, she is," agreed Francis. "But she must not become wild again." I took off her coat and saw her beautiful dress and new shoes. When the dogs ran up to her, she did not touch them. She was worried that they would make her clothes dirty. "Where is Heathcliff?" she asked immediately. No one had tried to look after Heathcliff much before Catherine went to Thrushcross Grange, but no one had tried at all while she was there. Now his clothes were covered in dirt, and his hair had not been brushed for weeks. He slowly came forward, and she put her arms around him and kissed him. Then she moved away from him and laughed. "Why are you so angry?" she asked. "Shake hands with Catherine," said Hindley. "I won't," said the boy. "I won't be laughed at." "I'm sorry," said Catherine. "I didn't mean to laugh at you, but you look strange. Maybe it's because I'm used to Edgar and Isabella Linton. If you wash your face and brush your hair, then you will look fine. But you are so dirty." "You don't have to touch me," replied Heathcliff. "If I want to be dirty, then I will be." And he ran out of the room.